With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer on News Talk 840 KXNT. And on demand at KXNT.com. Here's Alan Stock.
Representative Ilhan Omar recently said that while the United States exports American exceptionalism, we don't practice it at home. The truth is that America provides more opportunities regardless of race, religion, ethnicity, or sex than any other country in the world. We're an exceptional country, an exceptional people, and we do practice exceptionalism. But could the truth be that we don't inculcate the exceptionalism, the greatness of this country, into our children and their children? Our failure may not be in what we are not doing, but rather what we are not communicating. President Ronald Reagan did share that concern. On January 11, 1989, President Reagan shared his farewell address to the nation. He began by saying, quote, "I wasn't a great communicator, but I communicated great things, and they didn't spring full bloom from my brow. They came from the heart of a great nation, from our experience, our wisdom, and our belief in the principles that have guided us for two centuries," end of quote. So the question is, are we communicating that experience that required our wisdom and principles that have guided us from the beginning since the birth of this nation? President Reagan addressed this issue and suggested some solutions, and this is what he had to say. Quote, "An informed patriotism is what we want, and are we doing a good enough job teaching our children what America is and what she represents in the long history of the world? Those of us who were over 35 or so years of age grew up in a different America. We were taught very directly what it means to be an American, and we absorbed, almost in the air, a love of country and an appreciation of its institutions. If you didn't get these things from your family, you got them from the neighborhood, from the father down the street who fought in Korea, or the family who lost someone at Anzio. You could get a sense of patriotism from school, and if all else failed, you could get a sense of patriotism from the popular culture. The movies celebrated democratic values and implicitly reinforced the idea that America was special. TV was like that, too, through the mid-60s. And some things have changed. Younger parents aren't sure that an unambivalent appreciation of America is the right thing to teach modern children. And as for those who create the popular culture, well-grounded patriotism is no longer the style. Our spirit is back, but we haven't reinstitutionalized it. We've got to do a better job of getting across that America is freedom, freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom of enterprise. And freedom is special and rare. It's fragile. It needs protection. So we've got to teach history based not on what's in fashion, but what's important. If we forget what we did, we don't know who we are. I'm warning of an eradication of the American memory that could result ultimately in an erosion of the American spirit. Let's start with some basics, more attention to American history, and a greater emphasis on civic ritual. And let me offer lesson number one about America. All great change in America begins at the dinner table. So tomorrow night in the kitchen, I hope the talking begins. And children, if your parents haven't been teaching you what it means to be an American, let them know and nail them on it. That would be a very American thing to do. End of quote. President Reagan knew that making sure our history of American exceptionalism had to be a part of the American memory if we are to keep the American spirit alive. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.